We all know we're in a big hole. And as legislators, state and federal, look for cuts, one item seems to keep coming up: the arts and culture. In the budget he presented last week, President Obama proposes reducing the National Endowment for the Arts budget. But the Republicans in the House want to go all the way and eliminate every bit of funding for the NEA. Full disclosure, the NEA does provide a tiny piece of Studio 360's budget. To give you some context, the administration wants $146 million for the National Endowment for the Arts. The Army's budget just for its military bands is $195 million. But arts funding is probably even more endangered in the states. Several of them, including Texas and Michigan, are talking about eliminating their state arts commissions. But last week, Kansas got there first. Governor Sam Brownback, who's a Republican, issued an executive order shutting down the Kansas Arts Commission. Its budget is around $600,000 a year. But not every Republican is out to cut arts funding. We found a state senator from Kansas, State Senator Roger Reitz, who thinks that blowing up the Arts Commission is both bad for Kansas culture and bad economic development policy.
The Kansas nonprofit arts sector is a $153.3 million industry, which supports over 4,000 jobs and generates over $15 million in state and local government revenues.
It really sounds almost like, to me, like the definition of cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Exactly. The loss of the Kansas Arts Commission totals a loss to the state of over $1.2 million each year. And without funding from the state to match the federal dollars, one-to-one, Kansas loses $778,000.
Now, you've got a little less than 2 months to pass a resolution in the legislature to override this executive order.
That's right. We need 21 votes. There's 40 people in the Senate. I have 21 people who have told me they would vote for it.
Really?
But there's going to be some things coming back and forth, I'm sure, from the governor's office trying to peel off some of those folks. I just hope that those are going to be one-to-one votes, that they'll look me in the eye and say they'll continue with it.
Now, like my late Republican parents from Nebraska, where I grew up, you're a Republican in this very Republican state fighting for the arts. You're a doctor. You didn't have a life in the arts. Why is this important to you?
Well, it's a quality issue with regards to the state of Kansas. I mean, the things that make things good about our experience as we live through our lives is the neat things that people can do that have incredible talents and qualities are the things that distract us in a favorable way in which we feel good about ourselves and marvel at the quality of art that these folks can bring to our attention, and particularly if they're done by local artists. I'm in a position now to make that thing happen, and I'll take a good deal of fulfillment from that effort.
Will you also is there a political cost to you, do you think?
No, I don't think so. Not in any way, shape, or form. The Gary County is mostly an agricultural area, but they've recently developed a new art center there, and they also have developed a new opera house it's actually a renovation of an opera house that came to their attention at the turn of the century, the last century. Again, makes those people feel good about themselves.
Right.
So I've bought into this hook, line, and sinker.
Good for you. And you don't think the Tea Party types who call you a Republican in name only are going to get fodder out of this?
I've been called that, and it doesn't bother me a bit. I'm going to stay right where I am.
I wanted to play a little bit of a speech by one of the great Kansans, President Eisenhower.
Yes.
Just to this issue. We can listen.
Sure.
On this, the quarter century mark of the Museum of Modern Art, there is a reminder to all of us of an important principle that we should ever keep in mind. This principle is that freedom of the arts is a basic freedom, one of the pillars of liberty in our land.
So there's Ike Eisenhower talking about the precious freedom of the arts, which, by the way, is on the Kansas Arts Commission's homepage. Now, I understand we're at a time of belt tightening and tough choices, but how has arts funding in general become such a boogeyman for conservatives?
I mull that same question over in my own mind a lot, and I don't exactly know how to answer that question. I'm concerned that we mixed up things that are expedient and politically expedient, particularly, with things that are good and represent. You know, St. Paul said, you know, hold fast to that which is good. I've never forgot that phrase in the Bible. That's in Romans. And when you think of it that way, then you've got something good. Don't throw it away. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Yep.
But bottom line is, we don't have to go this way. Kansas is better than that.
And we're talking, by the way, about things like summer youth theaters and children's choirs. You know, not
all of that.
Avant-garde, objectionable art.
And these issues that are so important to me are all things that are going to go away permanently.
Right.
Once it's gone forever. And we're sitting right on the edge of the precipice watching it. I've got to have these 21 votes. I've told people I'm going to get to it no matter what. I'm going to keep working at it.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Roger Reitz represents District 22 in the Kansas State Senate, and we will be watching his fight.